Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin this show with reaction to Pep Guardiola. Guardiola, no one really knows. And his Man City side beating Graham Potter's Chelsea in the Premier League. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
Chelsea 0, Manchester City 1. A big, big win in the title race for Manchester City. They move within 5 points of Arsenal at the top of the league thanks to a second-half goal from Riyad Mahrez. He finished off Jack Grealish's cross at the back post just after the hour mark to hand all 3 points to Pep Guardiola's side.
We played really good in the second half, in the first half, no. But something happened. Since World Cup, we played games against Liverpool, against Leeds, against Everton, and the level we played was really, really top high. First half was not good, and the second was, again, the level, but it's happened with many games. So, but improve at that.
Terrible night for Chelsea again. They lose 1-0 to Manchester City, sit 10th in the table with Graham Potter. 10 points adrift of fourth place. Let's hear from Chelsea boss Graham Potter speaking to TalkSport's Ollie Clink after the 1-0 loss to Manchester City.
You spoke about the reaction of the fans at the end, and they clearly were impressed with the effort that your team had put in. Was that good to see despite the result?
Oh, definitely. I think Chelsea fans are knowledgeable. They know the football, and they know when the team is doing well, when the team is giving everything, when the team needs support, and I thought they did that fantastically today. Really did. The atmosphere was great. They got behind the team. Absolutely no complaints at all.
And just finally, you mentioned the Aubameyang substitution. Was that purely down to a bit of fatigue? It's obviously been a while since he's played.
Yeah, exactly. And he came on after the first minute. I thought he put in such a shift out of possession. Manchester City make you run a lot. So we just wanted to, we were 1-0 down, wanted to just try and put some fresh legs on. And Connor and Amari and Lewis, I thought they helped us when they came on.
Raheem Sterling, the former Manchester City man, has had to go off very early on with what looked like a hamstring injury.
And it's obviously very early days. But any word on the injuries to Raheem Sterling and Christian Pulisic?
No, sorry, too early at the moment. So we'll have to see 24, 48 hours.
It's not looking good for them, Dean. They're 10th in the table behind Brentford, Brighton and Fulham. They're 10 points off top four.
I think injuries are killing them, Jamie.
Oh,
listen, Fofana, Chilwell, Reece James, Kante, Brozier, Mendy, Loftus-Cheek. I mean, it's like half your team missing.
They spent 250 million.
But they have got seven or eight injuries. They're not playing
Chelsea
well.
It's not like Brentford picking up injuries. It's not like Fulham picking up a load of injuries. Chelsea Football Club have got 25 players to choose from who are good players, top players. You telling me that 10th in the table is acceptable?
I wanted to come on here and say one player that I can't stand at Chelsea, and I probably get a lot of hate for saying this, but Cucurella. Honestly, I don't know what he's doing either. You say about Kepa, but Cucurella, he's so slow, he can't get to Mahrez there.
He can't defend 1v1. You had a nightmare tonight. Cancelo was skinning him.
Yeah, completely. Honestly, if I have to get rid of three players at Chelsea, it would be Cucurella, Aubameyang and Havertz. Honestly, I don't think the players are good enough. And I think we could spend another 100 million this January. I still don't think we'll be good enough.
Harry, you know what you look like? You look like Brighton.
We look probably worse than Brighton, Jay.
Good team.
Yeah.
Pass the ball around. Good possession. Keep it. Don't hurt you.
Can you remember that midfield?
Not going to win a title. Harry, do you think he's out of his depth, Potter, at Chelsea?
1,000,000%. We need a manager in that is going to change things around quickly and win titles. For me, bring back Tuchel.
Bring him back.
bring him back. I'd rather... Jay, you're a Tottenham fan. I know you're not probably too happy with the way they're playing. At least you get results. At least Conte prides himself on grinding out results, even when you're not playing well.
I look at Chelsea and I go, weak, soft. Where's your leaders? Where's your stars? You know, who's winning the game for you? Where's your monsters up front? Where's your monsters in midfield? You got Zakaria, who's a young lad playing in midfield. Ziyech, Sterling, Pulisic, Havertz. I remember like Balak, Lampard, Drogba. You know, like that. That's how I always, I've always seen a Chelsea side. Big, strong, horrible, don't get beat mentality. We ain't losing at home.
They're walking about like they don't care. Just like, yeah, they just got back from their summer holidays.
They've just come back from Ocean Beach, didn't they, Tone?
Well, a few players on the pitch had been. The Grealish was out partying with us this summer. Jay, he still had a great game tonight, didn't he, when he came on? There is definitely something missing at the club at the moment. I can't quite put my finger on it, what it is and everything, but I think it is, maybe if anything, it's that lack of steel up the middle.
Now, Everton boss Frankie Lampard has been speaking about his future ahead of the game against Man United tonight in the FA Cup, and it's live on TalkSport. The Toffees have now dropped into the relegation zone in the Premier League, or the bottom three, as everyone else calls it. However, Lampy Lamps reminded people of the work he achieved last season with the club. And what was that? Just beating the drop, was it? Well done.
I think I came here in nearly a year ago now. And a lot, my feeling when I walked in the building, a lot of Evertonians have got such passion for this club, felt that we were going in the direction of relegation. That's my honest feeling. So we managed to have an incredible time together. It sounds a little bit, you know, soppy, whatever you want to say, but to stay up, everyone saw the images at Palace, and I lived that moment with the fans, and so did everybody here at this club. In my mind, as I went home that night and had a glass of wine, I was like, this is where the work begins, and it's going to be a tough journey, because the elation of surviving the relegation battle is all good, all well and good, but the reality means that there's a lot of work to do from there, because why were we in that battle? I feel like we're in that process. Now, I'm not silly. We need to get results. We want to stay in this league. That's the first thing this year. We've just slipped into the bottom three. That's not my major concern, and I'm not talking away from that. I'm just saying, when we win and around this area, it's a reality. We win our next league game, we'll be out of the bottom three, probably. So those are just part of the process for me, and I can't affect anything other than that. My point being that I think I was very aware of what I came to in this job. I want to be a success at this club, and whatever challenges that come, I'll take them head on and actually enjoy them. I enjoy working for this club. It's a real honour for me. So I've got no... That's why my previous answer was, I don't need reassurances. I don't need these things. I'm a big man who's working for a great club, and I'll keep doing it.
Now, here's the Mail's Dom King and Lamps' former gaffer at West Ham, Harry Redknapp, discussing the problems at Goodison Park.
You know, I text him all the time, and I sit and, you know, I follow every game and listen to every, I kick every ball for him, to be fair. I want to see him do well, but I did fear at the start of the year, I must be honest. I looked at their squad, and I did that, you know, and centre forward Calvert-Lewin was injured. They bought in Mopay, who, you know, he works hard, but he doesn't score many goals. You looked at his record at Brighton, he's probably got one or two. You know, he did well at Brentford, very well. But, you know, in the Premier, he's not managed to take that on. So they're really very, very short, I think. He does need some help. I mean, if he had Conte's squad, he would be delighted, that's for sure. But they've got it all on to, I think it's going to be a long season for Everton.
What's wrong with Everton? I don't think there's enough time left to put this into a nutshell, really. The atmosphere around the club was everything. It just had the stench of failure and of it's just a horrible position, and the fans in this are the ones that you should be having sympathy for, because they're just at their absolute wit's end. Everything that they've been through, everything, they just want the club to be successful and positive, and they want Goodison to be a place that they can go and enjoy the football again. And it hasn't been like that for too long.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, new Southampton manager Nathan Jones is under pressure after the club suffered their sixth consecutive defeat. South Coast reporter Alex Crook has sympathy with Jones and the situation he's in at St Mary's.
I feel sorry for Nathan Jones because the fans have given up on him already. I struggle to see how the new owners, the Sport Republic, planning for Hasenhüttl's departure, have stumbled upon a manager with no Premier League experience, whose only job away from Luton ended fairly dismally at Stoke. And you look at the style of play last night, three at the back for most of the game, even after they went 1-0 down, against a Nottingham Forest side who'd scored one goal away from home all season. The tactics just seemed to be to lump it forward quickly. So many of those long balls just went into the arms of Dean Henderson. It was a really difficult watch. They didn't have a single shot on target. It was a terrible, gutless performance. And I don't see how Nathan Jones turns this around.
Finally for me, are you confident the players are behind what you're trying to do?
I believe so. I mean, doesn't sound like you are, but I believe so. Players are there.
I think Sport Republic and Rasmus Ankersen, the sporting director who has been behind their transfer policy since the new owners came in, he's been behind this appointment. I think he needs to hold his hands up and say, I've made a mistake here, and get someone in to give them a fighting chance, because at the moment they are sinking like a stone and you cannot see where their next point, let alone their next win, is coming from. And I do think Rasmus Ankersen has to take a lot of responsibility. The policy in the summer was to sign young players that you could then sell on for a decent profit. That's great, but this is a big boys league. You need experience. Young players are going to make mistakes, and there isn't enough experience, there's not enough character, and there's not enough leaders in this Southampton team. And I feel really sorry for the people who've been there a long time when the old owners weren't willing to invest, and probably they've defied the odds by keeping the club in the Premier League, by stabilising them. Ralph Hasenhüttl probably overachieved with the finances that he had, and all that good work is being wrecked.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back at Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, it's Man United against Everton in the FA Cup third round. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport, presented by Hugh Woozencroft. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.